April 22. Only God could do it. Joshua 6. All the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. Joshua 6:5. At the taking of Jericho, the mighty general of armies planned the battle in such simplicity that no human being could take the glory to himself. No human hand must cast down the walls of the city, lest man should take to himself the glory of victory. So today, no human being is to take to himself glory for the work he accomplishes. The Lord alone is to be magnified. Oh, that men would see the necessity for looking to God for their orders. The Lord marshaled his armies about the doomed city. No human hand was raised against it. The hosts of heaven overthrew its walls, that God's name alone might have the glory. It was that proud city whose mighty bulwarks had struck terror to the unbelieving spies. Now in the capture of Jericho, God declared to the Hebrews that their fathers might have possessed the city 40 years before, had they but trusted in him. Men's weakness shall find supernatural strength and help in every stern conflict to do the deeds of omnipotence, and perseverance in faith and perfect trust in God will ensure success. While the past confederacy of evil is arrayed against them, he bids them to be brave and strong and fight valiantly, for they have a heaven to win, and they have more than an angel in their ranks. The mighty general of armies leads on the armies of heaven. As on the occasion of the taking of Jericho, not one of the armies of Israel could boast of exercising their finite strength to overthrow the walls of the city. But the captain of the Lord's host planned that battle in the greatest simplicity, that the Lord alone should receive the glory and man should not be exalted. God has promised us all power, for the promise is unto you and your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. There must be continual faith and trust in the captain of our salvation. We must obey his orders. The walls of Jericho came down as a result of obeying orders.